Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
I mean, you go to college and you get all those long tests, you know, and you have to make a passing grade. So why does God not require that? All He asks you to do is come, hear His Word, believe Him, and He will heal you. It's a promise from God. Repent of your sins. Promise Him you'll walk holy before Him, and He will heal you. Guess who is not the healer? Me. I am not the healer. I'm just a messenger. But I teach you the message, and the message I teach from God's Word, if you'll be obedient to it and do what it says, He will heal you. And He will heal you every time. We've had many, many wonderful healings come out of this healing school over the last 4 years. Many. But I've come to realize that we don't know what God's Word says. Now, God said in His Word in Hosea 4:6. Now, I quote a portion of that verse many times, but I'm going to quote the entire verse so you'll realize it's got more to it than what most of us have said. My people, which are called by My name, perish for the lack of knowledge. Now, that's where we stop. We stop right there, but there's more to that verse. It says, My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that thou shalt be no priest to Me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget your children. Now, that's from God. I didn't write the book. You know, don't jump on me. You know, I have to do that same thing. Now then, if I am obedient to remember God's Word and to study His Word and to learn His Word and to be obedient, to walk in obedience to His Word, to go to church, to tithe, to walk in love, to do everything He says, then He says, I will bless not only you, but your children. Now then, we wonder why so many of our children are killing themselves, having the wrong kind of relationships, going the wrong way, because you ask a parent, like I was in a home here a while back, sharing with a man about salvation, a little 10-year-old boy come running through. He stopped, he listened a few minutes. He said, Mr. Scribner, I would like to make Jesus my Lord. I said, great, son. His daddy jumped in and said, no, son, you just go on and play. You're not old enough to know what we're talking about. I said, mister, at 10 years of age, that boy is more than old enough to know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I realized it was the devil in him. Yeah. I was riding down the road one day in a van with a woman with her 3 children and my wife and my 2 children. And one of the little girls, she was about 10, 11 years old, crawled up in between the 2 seats in the van. And I'm sitting there talking with her, driving down the road, talking with her about Jesus. Now, her mother sitting in the captain's chair right over there, my wife sitting right there. She's sitting on the floor right here talking to me. And as I'm talking to her about Jesus, I said, by the way, how would you like to make this wonderful Jesus your Lord and Savior? And before she could say a word, that woman screamed at me some of the most foul words of profanity. You would not believe what came out of that woman's mouth. I pulled over to the side of the road. We were at least 2.5 hours from her house. I pulled over to the side of the road and I said, open the door and get out. She said, what do you mean? I said, you're not going to ride in my van talking like that. My wife said, honey, we're 2 hours from her house. I said, she's got a long walk, hasn't she? She said, honey, you wouldn't put her out. I said, if she talks like that, one more word like that in my van, there will be no questions asked. I will stop, and if necessary, I will put her out. But I said, you're not going to ride down the road in my vehicle with my children spitting out those kind of words. You will either walk or you will keep your mouth shut, woman. I said, are you going to keep your mouth shut? I said, you're either going to say yes or you're going to walk. My wife said, honey, you wouldn't do it to her. I said, I happen to be the priest to this home. And what I say goes. God put me in control. He's holding me accountable. I said, so yes or get out. She said, okay. I'm telling you what, I'm not a normal preacher. I'm not a normal man. And I want you to know, if you ride with me or you're around me, there will be no words of profanity spoken where I am. In fact, I walked into the president's office of a company I worked for a few years ago when he showed me a video with three or four other guys, and the Lord's name in vain was taken twice in the first 3 minutes of that video. I said, Lord, if it says it one more time, I'm out of here. It didn't do it no more. So after it was over, I called the VP. I said, I would like to see you in your office. He said, what for? I said, I have a word for you. I'm a brand new person at that place. They've moved me there, and I've only been there about 3 weeks. I walked into office. I said, I'm going to tell you something, sir. I am a man of God. I told you that the day that you brought me over here. And I said, I have a vocabulary that allows me to communicate with people without using profanity. And especially since God said in His Word, that sin shall not go unpunished. I said, so if I'm going to work in this place, and I'm going to be an engineer for you and for work on your staff, I want you to know I will never allow another word of profanity to be spoken in a meeting that I'm in. If it's spoken, I'm out of here. If you guys can't do what I ask you to do, then I can't work for your company. I'll take my services somewhere else. He said, well, Thurman, I've even done that myself. I said, you'll stand before God in judgment for that taking His name in vain. I said, I suggest you stop. He said, okay. And 7 years later, I never heard a word of profanity spoken in a management meeting in that place. Can one man make a difference? I think so. Now then, somebody said, you could have got fired. Hey, I could care less. I don't work for them in the first place. I am a lot more afraid of God than I am man. I'm not afraid of man at all. But God, I am very afraid of the King. He has the power not only to slay my physical body, but to cast me into hell if He wants to. Are you afraid of Him? I guarantee I am. I'm going to do what He says. Because when I do what He says, He does what He says. And He brings forth the dead, He heals the sick, He does all kinds of wonderful things. But I don't tolerate sin. That's just the way I am. I try everything I do it perfect. I mess up a few places once in a while. But I do work diligently. Wendell, he's been working with me in the ministry now. He realizes. And when he makes a little mistake of some kind, I just tell him, I don't tolerate that kind of mistake. If you're going to work with me, you're going to work to do perfect. I don't allow any sloppiness. If you want to work with me, that's the way you're going to be. That's the only way to be, right? That's what the King says. I don't allow you to be sloppy. When somebody says, well, I did the best I could. It wasn't good enough. If it's not perfect, it's not good enough. That's the way I look at it. Do I do everything perfect all the time? Obviously not. But at least I strive to do it perfect all the time. And I make too many mistakes when I do it that way. So I want perfection. Why do I want perfection? Because the King demands it. He demands it. He demands that you be perfect. He says, I was perfect. And now this is the example I've left for you to follow. In me there was no sin. 1 Peter 2:21. Quite a goal to shoot for, isn't it? Is it possible?
Yes.
It's got to be, or he's crazy. You think God's crazy?
No.
If he demanded that we be perfect and do exactly what he did, then it's obviously obtainable. Or he wouldn't have told us to do it. So that's why we should strive for it. At least that should be a goal. Don't you agree? We can do it. With the power and the Spirit behind you, you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. If you make mistakes, confess it, throw it away, and start and say, Lord, I'll do it more perfect next time. But Lord, my goal is to be exactly like you. And he didn't allow no sin. It's awesome what the king did.
Where is it?
Matthew 5:48 is one of them. There's many. I've got a whole teaching on it. They're all over the book. But Matthew 5:48 is just as clear as it can be. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5:48. But there, it's all over. I've made a whole teaching on that whole thing. Made tapes on that, but I've not given them to nobody yet. But then I want you to realize that when you've learned the knowledge and the wisdom, it comes to you when you begin to learn all about these spiritual blessings. Then you begin to lock on to this magnificent promise of Luke 10, 19, and 20. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20 is one of the most powerful scriptures in the Word of God when it comes to talking about your spiritual authority. There's not a scripture in the Bible more powerful than this one. This one will change your life. Now, when I started reading that the first few times, maybe 100 times I read that, the enemy deceived me. And I didn't get revelation because he'd always bring to my mind when I read that a serpent, I would immediately see a snake in my mind or a scorpion. I never saw spiritual beings. And that's why it didn't become a revelation to me. But when I finally got a hold of what it really means, then I learned who was on this earth that was killing, stealing, and destroying. And that these spiritual beings called Satan and his demons. Now, they have worked in the background as invisible beings that have done a tremendous job on the world and the church.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid if you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you will contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the believer's authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.